The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yeah, it's Sunday once again. Yeah, shut up.
Nice try.
Shut up, you shut up.
Yeah, nice try. Ain't gonna happen.
Okay, so we've got August 4th, 2019 today, Sunday. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio here. You're listening to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning, and our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley.
wrong once again. It's not Ashley.
We're here with Jason as well.
Oh, we have. Hey, Jason. See, I've got to change that.
Hello, Ron.
So, new guy.
We got the new guy.
And I have to say, it doesn't look like a girl.
Well, I can't see through the glare. I just thought Ashley grew a beard.
I hope my voice will be the first giveaway.
You're not trying to identify his gender for him, are you?
Well, you never know.
No, okay. I wouldn't
with
do that.
With this beard? Nah.
Well, that's what they're doing down in Berkeley. I mean, they've passed a law in Berkeley that says that they're not going to identify anybody as male or female anymore. In fact, they're getting rid of all the words like manholes. Yep. Manhole's gone.
Manpower.
Manpower's gone. I don't know. It's
I know I was talking to
out of all of the issues facing the world in Berkeley, I'm glad those got tackled and out of the way. We got the biggies taken care of.
Well, they're all Democrats, so I guess they're donkeys, which means they would be ass. So instead of manholes, we would have. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a lineman the other day for PG&E, and I said,
already.
I said, oh, they haven't changed your title yet? Because he's a lineman, you know?
Line person?
Yeah.
A line person.
A line person.
Anyway.
Of course, around here, that could be something different.
Continuing with our introduction of the players, Brett Smith, who's still on the unfunded seventh circle of hell, out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters who have spun us into amount of interest fiat currency, no longer backed by real money, mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, leapers, libtards, and lowlifes that have painted themselves into a corner of steaming pile of political correctness gone wild. Good morning.
Morning. might be quicker to just say Red Smith. He's over it.
Yeah, Red Smith. Co-host.
There you go. Simple.
And also, we have Gary Cadd with us, a former city council member. Was on the city council for 4 years? 4 years? Mm-hmm. And he's with us, and we're going to be talking about local stuff because he's been on the inside, and he knows a lot of where the bodies are buried, figuratively speaking.
Good morning.
Those would be fiscal bodies.
Fiscal bodies.
Fiscal bodies.
Yeah. Well, in theory. So anyway, let's see what we got. All right, so I wanted to talk about a few things right off and get them out of the way. Baltimore.
Which one? Which subject in Baltimore?
The police commissioner, deputy police commissioner, was robbed at gunpoint the other day, just as a side note to that it's not really a problem there. It's all Trump's fault. Yeah, there could be some problems that are coming down the pipe. Let's see what we got here is.
Well, Elijah Cummings would have fixed Baltimore back in 1996 if it wasn't for Trump.
Yeah, and cocaine.
Yeah. Are we talking about his affiliation and parties with Marion Barry?
That, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could be. They're pretty close.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Yeah. So, getting back to, you know, the topics, I do want to talk, the first thing that I want to talk about is this law that was just passed in California, Gruesome Newsom. He passed a law, or, you know, signed into law the other day, that, Trump has to come up with 5 years worth of tax returns, presidential candidates, in order to qualify for the ballot, in California, which is ridiculously stupid, by the way, because, you know, the Constitution says that there's three qualifications in order to be president. And, you know, when you signed up for being a state, you signed up saying that the United States Constitution was the law of the land and that the California Constitution supported that and that, you know, they have to take an oath of office to support and defend the constitutions and so forth. Well, there's only three qualifications that are required in order to be the president of the United States. One is that you have to live in the country for the last 14 years. So if you're a United States citizen and you moved to Canada or whatever, and then you came back, you have to at least be in the country as a resident for 14 years. The other is you have to be 35 years old. And you have to be a natural born citizen, which
we've been over that many times about certain individuals.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't even matter, I guess, because, you know, when you're caught on tape admitting you were not born in the United States and Hawaii is not your birthplace and you're from Kenya and you're a Muslim and all that stuff. And I guess they just didn't do the research. But, and if your father, let's just say none of that's true, but your father is a Kenyan. And both parents are supposed to be natural-born citizens in order for you to qualify for the presidency. Or they're supposed to be citizens in order for you to, you can't even be a natural-born citizen unless both parents are citizens when they give you birth. So now, in addition to that, Gavin Newsom has to see 5 years' worth of your tax returns.
Wow.
Really?
No, so, I'm sure in the spirit of openness and transparency, that law is not just for the president, right? It's for all elected officials, like Gavin
You're
himself.
Funny.
I just want to know when the coronation is. You know, when we all hit our knees and we're not worthy, and we crown Gruesome Newsom king. Who's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, by the way? Hmm. No connection there. No nepotism.
Yeah. None. Nothing going on.
Yeah, kind of crazy, huh? So I think that, you know, I was listening to Chris Ann Hall's take on this, and what we need to do about this is that each county has a elections supervisor. And
we need to pick it up locally.
We need to pick it up locally and say we're not going to stand for this. That's not what's qualified to get, you know, he doesn't have to give up his tax returns to get on the ballot. He just has to be a natural-born citizen, 35 years old and live in the country at least 14 years. And this other thing is, so if the states can make any rules that they want, that, see, the whole idea with the Constitution is that there's not supposed to be conflicts. You either support and defend the Constitution or you don't. You can't say that we're going to pick and choose with what we support in the Constitution and what we don't.
California.
And in California, they just say, well, we'll just circumvent the Constitution and take him off the ballot because we don't like him. So, with that said,
but it is time for people to stand up. And she did make a good point. I listened to that same clip.
Right.
That we can make a stance and we can make a difference at our local area.
I think our local election supervisor is Kathy Darling, I believe.
Yep.
Alan Darling.
Pardon me?
Alan Darling.
No, Kathy.
Kathy Allen Darling.
I was going to say, I don't know where the Allen came from.
Yeah, come on, get with it.
That's before she got married.
Yeah. Oh, it was Kathy Allen before, and then she got married, now she's Kathy Allen Darling.
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. So now we know what her name is. So what we should be doing then is putting pressure on her to this is kind of one of those things where, you know, it's nullification. You know, you just, it's like if they pass a law saying that we're going to take everything you own, You don't comply with it because it's not constitutional. It's not legal if it subverts your freedom and your rights in the Constitution. And that's what we're talking about. So we need to put some pressure on Kathy Darling to say, we're not going to comply, and we don't want you to. We elected you to not comply with illegal laws. And
right.
And that's what this is. This is just another grab by the left-wing off the charts. And it's official, by the way. It's official. The Democratic Party is freaking nuts.
And we need to see where she stands with it. She may not stand with it at all. Right. We don't know.
We need to find out.
Yeah, we need to find that out.
We need to find out because, like I said, it's official. I don't like Republicans or Democrats. Let's just get it on the table. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. If anything, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a libertarian, if you had to put a label on me. But the real deal is
I'm an American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that the Democrats have gone off the rails. They forgot to take their meds.
Or they took too much,
or it's the wrong kind of meds. But they are off the rails. They have. I mean, when you stand up there, when you're running for president, and they say, "Okay, do you support giving all illegal aliens health care?" And they all raise their hands. Yeah, yay. Okay, I can't afford health care, and I live here.
Well, I stick by what I've been saying. I think there's a very dramatic shift and split coming in the Democrat Party.
I hope so.
I heard a question this week that I had never heard before, and it is, do you consider yourself a traditional Democrat or an Ocasio-Pelosi progressive Democrat?
That needs to see Nurse Ratched for their medication.
Yeah, and that's the first time I've heard that division being made and asked of voters, what kind of Democrat are you?
You know, Mark, I don't mean to be defending Nancy Pelosi in any stretch of the imagination, but Nancy's being pulled to where she wants, where the squad wants her. And I think the people of America are really against the squad and what they're doing. But that's one of the reasons why some of the below Nancy House members are scared to death. Democrats are scared to death that they're going to lose their job if they don't follow the squad.
That's why when everybody attacked Donald Trump for tweeting about the squad and attacking them, it was a brilliant political move on his part because Nancy Pelosi was very busily throwing them under the bus and marginalizing them, and Trump attacked them. She had to leap to their defense, and now she gets to wear them like an albatross all the way.
That's right. I think that's the beauty of Trump. This guy has a special talent on getting these guys to make stances on completely ridiculous, stupid things. I mean, they're for rats in Baltimore. What? And he says there's a bunch of rats, and it's rat-infested Baltimore, and all of a sudden they're defending rat-infested Baltimore.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying Medicare for everyone. Right. Now, understand what Medicare is, because I have it. So Medicare for everyone. It's not going to be Medicare for everyone. It's going to be Medicaid for everyone. And Medicaid and Medicare are two completely different subjects in a completely different parts of the spectrum. But that's what it's going to be. It's
going to
be
break
Medicaid.
Us. 32. The figures I heard was $32 trillion over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how are we going to afford that?
If you want to know anything about the quality of government-run health care, ask a veteran. You shouldn't need to know anything else.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with that, guys, I'm sorry. I'm getting a sign in there. We need to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number's here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was leaving, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Redding at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Of all the mass shootings that we've had, I was looking at a list here. Good grief, you know, it's like.
I guess that's what happens when Russian collusion fails.
I guess. I'm not sure, you know, and this whole idea that you're going to ban all the guns is completely ridiculously stupid. You know, it's like, you know, Mark Baird was saying in the last hour, you know, it's all about feelings. Well, feelings don't cut it. You know, it's like, do you think these guys are going to give up all of the guns that they have manufactured, import, stole, you know, and everybody else is going to give up their guns, right? Well, no, it's feeling. Feelings is crap. Feelings doesn't solve problems. Feelings means that you don't want to deal with reality. You know, that's what's going on with these safe spaces. There is no safe spaces. Life is hard.
If you give up your guns and your bullets right then and there, the moment you hand them over, you've given your freedom up.
You're going to be subject to whoever has the guns and the bullets. I mean, that's what Mao Zedong said. I don't want to get, you know, gun control is not about controlling our guns. It's controlling your guns. Mm-hmm. And that's what this whole thing is about. So where are these nutcases coming out of the woodwork? I don't know. It's you know, some of them are terrorists. Some of them are nuts. Some of them need their medication or quit giving them medication. But there's a common thread here. And it seems like it's getting worse than more than it is better. And I bet you if they walked into a Walmart in Texas and half the people were armed, the guy would have shot a lot less people.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we're not getting all the correct information. So exactly what did happen, I'm just saying, because we know what some of the reports are on other matters.
I'm actually kind of happy that they're keeping a lot of this quiet until they do the investigation.
Right.
Well,
I think a lot of investigations are tainted and destroyed before they even get going because there's this rush to provide the public with some narrative.
Everybody's got an opinion.
That's
right.
True.
Well, I mean, look at what happened in Las Vegas, and you don't even hear about it.
Yeah, we found out way
it was like
different.
53 people or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, so nobody gets caught. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody knows nothing. There's multiple reports of multiple shooters. Nobody knows anything. Mm-hmm. See, because it doesn't fit in the mainstream's narrative. And that's the problem. We're not getting reporting. They're not reporting the truth. They're reporting what they want to slant the truth. It's like if somebody goes and kills somebody, that we got to confiscate all of our guns. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It's about confiscating everybody's guns. Why is that? Because it's not going to solve the problem. You know, it's like Ashley said in the last hour. I totally agree with her. I got an idea. Let's pass a law that says you can't kill anybody anymore. That'll solve it.
I think we have.
I was going to say, don't we have that?
I don't know.
You know what we need? We've already got it, but what we need is a one chemical, put them to death. Well, I mean.
No, I'm with you. I totally get it. We need to have deterrence, penalty. Don't let them get there. You know,
kicking them out of jail.
If you're on a website telling it that you want to kill everybody and everything, and you're on medication, maybe they should prevent it. But I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I want to say hi to Gary. I haven't talked to Gary in a long time.
Well, hello.
You're doing well.
I'm doing fine.
Hey, good. Hey, I just want to read to you something that the state says in their court papers. The state says the Second Amendment does not confer a general right to open carry for self-protection in public.
Really?
The Second Amendment does not confer that right. Well, if you read the Second Amendment, and it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which means carry on your person, in your pocket, or in your clothing, any instrument capable of defensive or offensive action in the event of conflict with another person. If the Second Amendment does not give you that right, then what right does it give you?
What's it there for?
And, why bother? What is it there for? And also, the state alleges that less restrictive regulation, far from eradicating firearm possession or use, California's open carry laws only restrict most individuals from engaging in specific conduct. What is that specific conduct? Most individuals, and by most, they mean all, except for cops and guards, by the way, because there has never been a license issued in California since the advent of those licenses to a general member of the public to openly carry a firearm, not one single one. So if California's open carry laws only restrict most individuals from engaging in specific conduct, what is that conduct? Oh, I know what it is. It's openly carrying firearms in public. Gary's right. You give up the guns, you give up the God-given right to carry the gun, you have become a slave in the state that your fathers built for you with their blood.
Amen.
And their guns.
Well, and again, it's about this whole, movement for gun control is about feelings and not reality. I mean, if everybody in the Walmart had a gun, do you think this guy would have shot as many people as he did? You know, so they didn't have guns. Except the police. So the real deal is that they couldn't defend themselves. It's like being in the Old West and all the bad guys have guns and they tell all the good guys, well, you need to turn your guns in to make sure that nobody gets hurt. Yeah, the only one that's going to get hurt is the good guys.
Well, yeah, and the state also goes on to say in their court papers and their motions against my case, they go on to say that the people of California have a right to feel safe. Now, in Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution, it says we're born free and independent human beings, and as such, we enjoy certain inalienable rights. Among those are the right to protect lives and property. And I'm paraphrasing that last part because I don't go through the whole thing. But nowhere in that right, in that inalienable right, does it say we have the right to feel safe. You don't have the right to feel safe. You never had the right to feel safe. That's a feeling. You have the right to be safe. And how do you guarantee that right? With the right to defend yourself, your family, your community, your state, and your nation, and that right was given you by your God, and it was in its pre-constitutional, pre-governmental U.S. v. Cruikshank. And in addition to that, the Reich declares that it shall not be infringed.
Amen.
So the Second Amendment, the state is right. The Second Amendment doesn't give you a right. God gave you the right. The Second Amendment protects you from government interference in that right. And so if you ask yourself, if the sheriffs of 58 counties of California have never, ever issued a permit for open carry, how on earth is the Second Amendment protecting us from government interference?
Well, you know, what it is that they can't seem to get reality straight with sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, because it's like saying that I have the right in life to not feel pain. Well, we don't want you to feel pain. We don't want you to ever feel pain. But if you don't feel pain while you're alive, you're not alive anymore, because that's completely utopian dreamland, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. You know, the real reality is that you don't have a right not to feel pain. You try to prevent pain. Well, it's the same thing with feeling safe. I mean, everybody wants you to be safe. We want to feel safe. We want to defend ourselves if we have to try to make things safe. But to say that if you can feel safe, go stand in the corner or go to an alley in Oakland and see if you feel safe. You don't have a right to feeling safe anywhere. You have the right to make your circumstances as safe as possible. But that's
right.
It.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct in that. You have the right to defend yourself, and that right will allow you to be as safe as it's humanly possible to be. And there are no guarantees in life, obviously. Look at last night and look at being at the Garlic Festival. There just are no guarantees. There are crazy people everywhere. But, you know, like I was saying before, doctors kill more people than firearms do, but nobody wants to ban doctors. Automobiles kill more people than firearms do, but nobody wants to ban automobiles. Heck, prescription drugs kill more people than firearms do, but nobody wants to ban drugs.
Well, it's kind of like saying you have the right to food, but nobody's going to go out and farm. It's like saying, it's really true. I mean, I have the right to food, but stand there in the corner and starve to death because nobody went out and planted a garden. I mean, it's absolute utopian hogwash. With that said, though.
We need to go to a break. Can you stay on with us, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I can, unless you guys have other stuff you need to talk about.
We got 2 hours here. We got stuff to get to, but.
we'll come back and pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR, right. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you hear that rain, just disappears here, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how the rain goes.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season.
We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Some memories.
Yeah. That's good rock and roll there.
Love to change the world. Yeah, that was a good album, that one album they put out. Yeah, yeah. And so we're back. We were talking about the odd jihad squad, but then we moved on to the Second Amendment. And we want to talk a little bit more about that. We know we've got a rally coming up in Sacramento. And where were we, Mark, when we got interrupted by our station?
Well, we were talking about the fact that the state, within its court papers, says that the Second Amendment does not confer the right to carry a weapon generally on the public in California or in the United States, for that matter. And, you know, one thing they based that discussion on is they went through and they cherry-picked, I don't know, 10 or 20 laws from different cities in America, and pre-antebellum and post-antebellum, and then some old English common law. And so then they're saying that, see, look, this proves the Second Amendment never conferred a right of self-defense on the people in general.
Yeah,
now, one thing California has always been, they're collectivists. You know, before they said, well, the Second Amendment's a collective right. But now they're saying, well, no, it's not a collective right. In fact, it's not even an individual right. In fact, it doesn't confer any right specifically on the citizens of California except that which we will permit. And unfortunately for us, they don't permit anything that interests us. There are counties like Santa Clara County where the Gilroy shooting happened. 1.5 million people, they only have 113 CCWs, and I'll bet 90 of them belong to judges.
Well, I'll tell you Mark, I'll submit to you that these guys that are up in the upper echelon that are trying to promote all this stuff, whether it's the media or the politicians, most of them are just out-and-out liars and despicable people. But what it tells you is that the general public that believes that are absolutely brainwashed. They don't think for themselves about anything, because how can you, with any kind of thought process, say, I don't have the right to self-defense?
Well, what's very interesting to me is in the state of California, although they're pointing a finger at Lexington, Kentucky, and New Orleans in 1801 and places like that, in the state of California, both in Mexican pre-California and in California from its inception in 1850, for 163 years, people have carried openly weapons for self-defense.
Well, see, their whole premise is that you can get rid of them all. See, that's the feel-good part,
yeah.
Is that if you could get rid of every single weapon in the world, then everybody would be safe. But that is like saying that you can get rid of mean people or evil people. If you get rid of every person that had a bad thought in the world, there wouldn't be very many of us left.
Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right. But like I say, the hole in their argument is that they're pointing at history to say that there was never a Second Amendment that allowed people to carry. But unfortunately for them, the big hole is, in California, people open carried for 163 years.
Well, that's why they got to change.
Said a word about it.
That's why they rewrite the history books. I mean, you heard Obama say at that one time when he was talking about, we have to rewrite history. Well, yeah, because the history doesn't agree with your narrative when you're trying to take over a country and subjugate the people.
Oh, you know, that's funny that you mentioned Obama wanting to fundamentally change America and rewrite history, because I kind of believe that those concepts came from Lenin, Trotsky, Stalin, and Khrushchev, and Mao Zedong.
Yeah, those are the same guys.
Well, look at the Communist Manifesto. It's right down the line of what you're talking about, Mark.
Exactly, Gary. Yeah. And so
just coincidentally.
I'm going to let you guys get on to other subjects.
Well, hold on. Before you go, Mark, I think we have a caller on the line, Nick, and maybe he has a question for you. Are you there, Nick?
All right.
No, is he off the air?
Yeah, he's off.
Oh, okay.
Well,
hey, Mark, if I could, before we go, it's nice talking to you because I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
Yeah, Gary, nice talking to you, too. I wish you well, and I wish your bride well, and I'm glad to hear that you're still out there in the mix.
Oh, still at it.
All right, thanks a lot for calling in, Mark. We appreciate it.
And we'll talk about the rally in Sacramento here.
Before we move on, we probably should go ahead and
let's give some numbers.
It's going to be Constitutional Carry Rally on Friday, September 6th at 9 a.m.
And you know what I want to say is, people, you need to start showing up. What's it going to take? How bad does it got to get? If not now, when? If not you, who? You know, I mean, the real deal is that you guys got to get out there and tell your neighbors, hey, it's time to start standing up. You know, this issue needs to coalesce all the other issues, because if you lose the right to self-defense, all the other issues aren't going to matter.
Yep. So, again, remember that September 6th, there's also, Sally's putting together a bus for 56 people.
I already signed up.
I did, too. Yep.
I haven't
sent my check and everything.
So tell us how do they get a hold of Sally.
If you don't have a way to go, a lot of people, you know, they say, you know, I can't afford to drive. Hey, this is a perfect opportunity. We can all be on the bus together. It's only $30.
How do they get a hold of Sally?
Call Sally at 530-246-9706. She's asking for a $30 check, and she'll hold it till she knows that we have the buses full, and then she's just going to write one check. Again, folks, it's only $30. I mean, you couldn't.
Well,
it's cost for $30.
If you drive down there and back, it's going to cost you that much in gas almost.
What time would we leave?
It leaves at 6 a.m., I believe, and I'm not sure where the spot's going to be, but they're going to be stopping along I-5 probably and picking up more people.
Good old Red Bluff. Like they did the last time.
Yeah,
they
probably
stop
like Kmart, and then we stop
in
Red Bluff
and Corning.
Exactly. So we got Nick back on the line, so we'll get to Nick. So, again, give Sally a call at 246-9706.
And that's going to be Friday, September 6th, at the Robert Matsui Courthouse. So put that on your calendar. You know, get the mark out the day, Friday, September 6th. We're going to be down there by 9 a.m. And everybody who shows up, get yourself a holster.
With a Constitution in it.
And so people will see that, what you're supporting. And who you're for, the tokeepandbeararms.com, that's T-O-K-E-E-P-A-N-D, bear, which is spelled like a regular bear, B-E-A-R, .com. So tokeepandbeararms.com. And so that'll give you more information on the lawsuit. That's Mark Baird versus Becerra.
Our Second Amendment.
And I've got that posted on the Facebook page as well. So,
and with that, good morning, Nick. What you got for us?
Well, isn't the Matsui Courthouse, isn't that a sushi restaurant down there in Old Town Sacramento?
Yeah, they got great unagi and hamachi. No, that's not it. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? I am so disgusted. Our government is telling us what we can do, and it's just absolutely ridiculous when you can't keep and bear arms. The thing is, there's a country, and I think it's Israel, where you have to go into the service when you're 18, and they teach you how to maintain a weapon, and then after they get out, I think it's Israel, It's a law that there's a weapon in each house.
That's you ever heard of that? I was going to say Sweden.
That's Switzerland.
Everybody has to own a machine gun. That's Switzerland. Switzerland. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we need that here. We need 18-year-olds to have to go into the service at 18, not just to learn how to use a weapon and protect themselves, but to learn how to work.
Work? Hey, I got a right to universal income and health care and food and a safe space, but work? Come on.
Yeah. You well, have to give it to me.
Well, then go after the public school system to teach them something about life and working and quit telling them to run off to college and become a debt slave so that they can be an underwater basket weaver.
Well, the thing is, the teachers, they never learned how to work either.
Yeah, you know, the guys coming out of college have degrees in philosophy, and if they, when you come out, you discover you have to flip hamburgers. Yeah. So
it's who said the expression, there's two kinds of people, there's those that can do and those that teach?
Well, there's three kinds of people. There's people who watch things happen, there's people who make things happen, and there's people who wonder what happened. And there's a bunch of them down there in California that need to understand what's going on.
Down in Sacramento.
And that is no way a knock on teachers. There are a lot out there.
There are some good teachers, but, you know, a lot of them.
There's some poor ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a lot of poor ones.
But rest assured, they're going to have a really good retirement when they get done.
Maybe they don't run out of money.
If it doesn't completely implode by the time we get there with CalPERS.
Well, yeah. I see silver creeping up. What's your theory on that?
Well, silver and gold are creeping up. Trump is playing a dangerous game here with the monetary supply, and we could have a big downturn. And they just took 25 basis points off the federal funds rate this last week, first time since 2008, and so. The dollar is being devalued, which is what Trump wants, so they're printing more money to cover all these costs, and you're going to start seeing gold rise because gold is up like 13-14% over the year. Silver is going to follow that at some point, and the plan is to keep printing more money and borrowing more, which is going to devalue the currency, which is going to increase gold and silver. They also got a new commissioner in at the CFTC, Commodities Futures Trading Commission, and he's saying that these derivatives markets are being manipulated. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
So I'd like to ask Gary. Gary, how are we going to take back our local government? You know, I called up the city of Reading and went through about three or four people, and I asked them a simple question. I says, could I get the salary of Barry Tippin and Barry DeWalt? And they told me I have to file a Freedom of Information Act. I just find that ridiculous when you have a government that's supposed to be serving us and they're just acting like we're the boss and don't act. Well, you got any ideas how we're going to take this back, Gary?
Well, I can tell you an idea. You have to get a city manager from outside the area. It's not from within the building. And then some of the people on the third floor need to change out. Because you got a good old buddy thing. Nick, it's my belief, remember I was a city council member, it's my belief that the folks that work for the city of Reading believe that the city of Reading is their city. It belongs to them, and we're just darn lucky enough to live here.
You know, you've got a point there, but, you know, we did go out of the area to get a city manager. His name was Mike Warren. I think he and Ken Murray's probably the worst thing that ever happened to the city.
Well, yeah, but see, the problem with it was is the people who went and got him. We need to put three people on the city council that are good conservative people that will stand up. I mean, the folks you got on the city council are nice people, but they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what history is. They don't know what the background is. They have their own agendas of where they want to go for the most part, and that's what's got us in trouble.
You mean like Adam McElvain wanting 5G uptown?
Yeah, 5G, that's right. These small Wi-Fi networks, they're going to put a network set up on the telephone poles and on the light poles around town to have small networks that will interact with each other. That's all. There's radiation that comes from those.
Well, it's my understanding that's very detrimental to our health. I recall back a few years ago, seeing on YouTube a video of them putting four cell phones, about a foot, foot and a half apart, you know, across from each other and some popcorn in between. And they all rang at once and the popcorn popped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, it's my understanding if they were to do it fiber optics and through cables, it wouldn't be detrimental to your health.
Well, keep one thing in mind. The city at the last meeting, and Nick, you know this because you were there, at the last meeting had an issue with new cellular that they want to do exactly that and put it into the city, and it was on the consent calendar. It was hidden on the consent calendar. Again, they hide things on there all the time, even though they tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do. So you and I got it pulled off, and it isn't going to be on Monday night's agenda, but it will be on agenda coming in the future, and we need to have people come in and listen to what's going on and how you're going to handle that.
Hey, hold on, Nick. They're going to cut us off because we do need to go to a break, and we will pick this up on the other side of this break.
That sounds great.
All right.
Any opportunity to talk to you, Linda.
Okay.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. Ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know. Last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes. And I took his glass of champagne.
And handed him an indictment.
I said, honey, we may be through. You'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I'll be okay.
That's for Willie.
Yeah, I had a good time yesterday. Up there on Klamath River was a celebration of life for my buddy Willie Nelson. Not the Willie Nelson you think. Daryl Nelson.
No way. But, way
had a great time. Yeah. I got a couple of bitches, complaints. I'm not talking about my dogs. And so, but the chat room, how come it never scrolls down? I miss seeing a lot of posts sometimes because I'm sitting here getting busy and then I don't realize that there's three or four posts and it doesn't scroll up. Who can we talk to? Who's the webmaster? Somebody needs to fix this. It's crazy.
Okay, but why we still have Nick on the line, Nick, somebody posted in the chat room, I don't know if you're on the chat room,
no.
About Barry Tippin's salary.
Yeah.
Okay, so his regular pay is $190,900. His other pay is over $12,000. And then with benefits, it brings him up to almost $300,000, $298,000.
I'd like to propose right now, before this winter gets going, that maybe we can get a citizens committee to go out and poach a deer and take a hind quarter down to Barry and a 50-pound bag of beans to make sure he makes it through the winter.
I'd like to see Mike Warren's.
Well, I'd like
no,
to know
you
what
really
this.
Wouldn't.
Mike's getting $20,000 a month retirement. Leonard Modi's getting $180 a year.
Yeah.
But here, you know, getting back to the right to carry and arms and the Second Amendment, it is my opinion that our government should be encouraging us to carry weapons. I've seen pictures
which
in government? Israel where these little girls, 18 and 19 years old, are packing some kind of rifle. It looks like an assault rifle. And, you know, they don't have the problems we have.
Well, you know.
Well, which government are we referring to?
Well, I'm referring to our government. They should be encouraging us to defend ourselves.
Which one?
Which one? Like
which
California?
One of our governments?
I mean, which part, you know, because that makes a big difference, because some of them do.
Well, okay.
Nick, could I interrupt here for just a second?
Absolutely not.
If
no,
some,
go ahead. I'm just kidding.
If somebody out there wants to look at Mr. Tippin's contract, his employment agreement, you go to the City of Reading, look for agendas, and then go to June the 6th of 2017. And then you'll find it. I think it's 12 pages, his agreement. It states on there that he will be paid $210,000. Now, at the time that he was assistant city manager, as close as I can figure, and he might have had some 2% raises to take this up, but he started out at 189 before he became city manager. Then he went to 210. Then they set up within the contract, this is right in the contract, that on June the 6th of 18, because he was able to, instead of the council giving him goals that he needed to meet, he put his own goals, and then the council 6 months later came back and told him whether he achieved the goals or not. So when he did that in the contract, it increased by $7,000, so it went to $217,000. Then in the contract it states that in June of every year, he's to be given a review, and the review, just like he got a review in July. Now, it was listed in June, which I'm fully aware of, but they didn't have a full council there, so they decided to wait and bring the issue back up in July. But they gave him a review on June the 19th, just a few months after the $7,000 increase, June the 19th of 18, November 6th of 18, and July 16th of 19. Now, you can talk to them, and they're going to tell you, well, he got a review, we gave him a good review, but we didn't give him a raise. Well, that's all fine and dandy, because I know when I was on the council, we had two individuals, city manager and the city attorney. And when the city attorney left, the previous one, when he left, he came in and says, now I want to go back and pick up the increases for all those reviews that we had. And I said, well, you said you weren't going to take them. And his answer to me was, do you think I'm crazy that I'm not going to go back and pick up and leave something on the table?
Heck
so,
yeah.
So just because now there's also in Section 2 of
can
the salary.
Hold on, Gary. We have to pick it up on the other side. We've got to go to a hard break.
Sure.
And then we'll be on the second part of Sovereign Minds, and we will continue this discussion on.
You're the meanest person I've ever been on the radio with, Linda.
I know. I've heard that from a lot of people.
Hard break.
I know. What can I say? Somebody's got to do it. I got it, you know.
Most
all right.
Don't let me on anymore.
No, we'll keep you on if you want to be on, and we'll continue this conversation. You'll
be happy to.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Out to my baby and me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Two mass shootings in 24 hours, 29 people dead, over 50 in the hospital, some in critical condition. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says a broad-based discussion about how to cut gun violence is needed.
Are we going to talk about the role of guns? Certainly we are. But to think that this is just a gun issue that many people make it out to be is not right. We've had guns in this country for hundreds of years. We haven't had this until recently, and we need to figure out why.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. Iranian forces have seized another ship in the Persian Gulf.
State media say seven crew members were detained when the ship was seized on Wednesday for allegedly carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. It marks the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength amid a spike in regional tensions. No further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew have been provided. Iranian media reported last month that some 1.8 million gallons of government-subsidized Iranian fuel are smuggled daily to other countries where prices are much higher. I'm Sarah Bassett.
In Hong Kong, police say they're going to use a colored liquid spray to distinguish pro-democracy protesters from other members of the public. Lawmen say the spray is harmless but will stay on the skin and the clothes as a way of marking demonstrators for later punishment. It can also be applied to tear gas, which has been used liberally by authorities to disperse crowds. More protests this weekend and a summer of pro-democracy protests in the island. Sudan's pro-democracy movement has signed a power-sharing agreement today with the ruling military council. It's aimed at paving the way for a transition to civilian rule following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir in April. Representatives of both sides signed today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Houston is getting $7 million for flood control 2 years after Hurricane Harvey.
The grants from the Federal Emergency Management Agency are for initial funding for a pair of flood control projects nearly 2 years after rain from Hurricane Harvey swamped parts of the city. Some areas received more than 50 inches of rain after Harvey hit August 25, 2017. Houston will get $2.8 million for design of the nearly $47 million Inwood Forest Stormwater Detention Basin project. The Lake Houston Dam project will add 10 gates for larger controlled releases of water. Both projects should be completed by 2022. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Heathrow airport officials and union leaders have been holding last-ditch talks today in hopes of averting a strike at Europe's busiest airport. Security guards, firefighters, engineers, drivers, they were all set to go on strike at midnight. Now they say they'll give it another couple of days to try and reach pay dirt. News and analysis at townhall.com. More driverless cars are in our future. This one will be in Austin.
A Texas airport has begun testing a driverless shuttle outfitted with cameras and sensors to make sure passengers are safely transported and not in danger of being hit. Austin Bergstrom International Airport announced the electric autonomous vehicle called Easy Mile Easy 10, which will be tested for 6 months in an environmental and people-moving project. The shuttle, with seats for six and room for other passengers to stand, has a pre-programmed route and has wheelchair accessibility. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 4th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including actor and comedian Richard Belzer, who is 75 years old today. Football Hall of Famer John Riggins turns 70. former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, 64. And let's not forget former President Barack Obama. He is 58 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good stuff. Hey, we're back. Here we're with Gary Catt, and let's start talking about the city here. And,
this is like...
We need to maybe clean up our own backyard here a little bit, you know?
Well, continuing on, we were talking before about the employment agreement of the present city manager, and if you go to June the 6th of 2017 and go through that agenda, you will find the agreement, and you can download or look at it for yourself. But in Section 2, Salary and Benefits, it goes on to say the salary of the employee shall at all times exceed by at least 10% the salary of the highest paid employee of the city of Reading who is supervised by the employee. Well, there are some hardworking firemen and policemen that get a lot of overtime, and I would imagine that's probably bumping up over what the city manager makes. But anyway, and this 10% increase thing wasn't in the previous city manager's contract, because I have a copy of it also. Now so we can move forward.
Just to clarify, Gary, so every time the next highest paid employee gets a pay raise, you have to grant a pay raise to the manager.
Automatically. And it depends. Maybe he's just – but if he's within 10%, if he cuts that down like to say 8%, then he's got to have an increase to move back to over 10%.
So did you think it might be an incentive for them to give raises to people?
Well, I'm going to let you figure that out, because the answer is yes.
Do they really care?
In the contract, let's look at Section 14, Compensation and Performance Reviews. Now, you'll notice back when I first started, I said that he started out at 189, and I said he could have been a little more than that. The reason I said that was Section 14A. The employee shall receive a cost of living salary adjustment equal to the amount periodically granted by the council to other executive management employees. Well, that's the pay for performance, and that's 2%, 2%, 2%. So they get that on top of the reviews. So it's quite interesting to look through. Now, one other thing that I want to mention here, and I might wind up bumping on the Brown Act here a bit, but in closed session we are given a report, and we go over the report and look at it. And I have told staff and other council members when I was on the council many times that the report we're giving in closed council needs to come up next week when we bring this out to the open session and vote on it in the open session. Well, every time it never was. That report never came public. What we were given is the City of Reading Executive Management Pay for Performance Salary Plan. What this is just shows each position, and there's quite a number of them, and it shows the monthly salary range for the high range of the position, from the low to the high. Well, when you do that, you don't know where the employee actually, what their salary actually is.
So who's responsible for getting that on the table or hiding it?
Well, it's what staff puts together for council.
And who's the staff is instructed by who?
Well, ultimately the city manager.
And that would be?
Barry Tippin,
interestingly enough.
Yeah.
And to me, at least from an outsider looking in, it seems very much like the tail wags the dog in the city of Reading, where they've gotten this upside-down idea that staff is to dictate to council what is to be done, and council votes on it to approve it.
Well, that's right. And see, the thing with it is you're looking now at a possible, I don't want to start this now, but a sales tax on the ballot again, it's not going to pass. I mean,
but they keep trying.
Well, I know, because they think they're loved by everybody. You wait till the next election to see what happens.
They're loved by these guys are slimy. That's what I'm hearing. It's not the rank and file. It's the staff under. You know, they do what they're told by the city manager, but they're kind of slimy. I mean, not kind of. They are slimy.
Well, it's just like there's another situation.
But why don't the rest of the city council, do they know this stuff? Do they come up and say anything about it? Or is it everybody's just kind of the hush-hush thing because nobody wants to rock the boat? I mean, is that the deal? Make waves?
How could you know when the Monday and Tuesday before the council meeting, each council member goes in and talks to the city manager, and they go over the issues so they can better understand the issues? It's just like with...
Isn't that violations of the Brown Act?
Well, in a matter of speaking with the city manager, actually there's a provision for it, but the way they use it here goes way overboard. So I can't say they're actually breaking the Brown Act, or I would have screened my head off when I was there myself. But I stopped going in, because if I had questions and I go tell the city manager about it, he'd have somebody come up to rebut what I was talking about when I knew I was right on the money.
Right.
So I would just, I just stopped.
So they're basically just hiding it and padding their salaries and padding their benefits and padding everything and, you know, pretending to operate for the benefit of the people. In the meantime, they're getting rich. When you're making $300,000 a year working for the city, you're not doing too bad.
Especially in a county that has a median income of $28,000.
Yeah, does that seem a little out of whack to you?
Well, right, here's you know, you keep hearing me. People have heard long, long time. Old Gary Catt, he's talking about the hiding things on the consent calendar. The consent calendar, number four on the agenda. The consent calendar contains items considered routine and or which have been individually scrutinized by city council members and are anticipated to require no further deliberation. Now, you're going to say that about the new singular wireless small area wireless networks around town and putting these things up on the light
poles.
Talking about
5G?
The 5G.
Right.
All right. That was on the consent calendar. At the last meeting, I saw it and got up and said, wait, we got to take this off. So they took it off the calendar, and it will be coming back sometime in the future. But it was on the consent calendar. There's so much they put on the consent calendar, and I say, you hiding things. Oh, Gary, we wouldn't hide anything. I know better. I lived. You remember when I bird-dogged the city council from 08 up until 12 when I was elected? That's 4 years.
Right.
I learned a lot. Then I got on the council for 4 years, and I really dug in, and I learned a lot there. I know what's up. I can read an agenda 9 times out of 10 and tell you where it's going, tell you what's happening. And Patrick's the same way.
Well, so what should we do about it?
You've got to start screaming your head off. Letting people know about it, scream your head off, especially with this new cellular wireless when it comes back up again on the agenda, and people need to go in and talk about the radiation these things generate.
What's going
to
happen down the road if we have a stock market downturn?
Katie bar the door.
Yeah, I mean, that seems...
Well, all right, let's go right into it. CalPERS.
CalPERS.
All right, the city of Reading had 1 year they put on the regular calendar where they borrowed money from the from REU to make the CalPERS payment, both the normal and the unfunded pension payment. All right, it was on the calendar. Now there's a stipulation with CalPERS. They've come out here 3 years ago that if you pay your payment by July 31st of the year, you get a deduction. You save some money in essence, and so in the process of doing that, they saved roughly $500,000. So they in 17 they borrowed $8.2 million. In 18 they borrowed $9.5 million.
and this year they borrowed $11 million. So it looks to me like it's going up $1.5 million a year, and CalPERS is having some pretty decent returns. They didn't quite hit it this year, but they didn't have some really bad ones like they've had a few years back. If that turns around now, that's going to go right through the roof.
Well, what that tells me is if CalPERS is willing to take a deduction in payment to get capital into the house, they're short on liquidity. They don't have enough money to pay people.
Mark, the year before, they had to sell $4 billion. CalPERS had to sell $4 billion of their portfolio, of their investments, to make the payments. So they're picking that back up. That's part of the reason why it's down. But this year, the city is going to pay $17.6 million in PERS payments, and the county will pay $17.8 million.
Well, I'm looking at an article, and I guess we do have to go to a break here, but the article is entitled, this comes from the Labor Union Report, and it says a House committee just passed, this is June 11th of 2019, just passed a scheme to bail out failing union pensions. Nearly 1.5 million American pension plans are failing, and House Democrats want to bail them out. So
a former CalPERS board member has come public, and he's a CalPERS retiree, and he's come forward and said that CalPERS is not liquid. I mean, it's
insolvent.
It's insolvent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give back, it's hard.
Remember what we said and done and felt about each other.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. SIPC.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Looking back at the years going by like so many songs.
Little Jackson Brown going to be there Thursday. Going to be there Thursday. That's right.
It'll be a little bit different than the last one.
We won't talk about that. I want to finish our little article here because this pension bill, you got to read the thing down below here. It says, on Thursday, by 26 to 18, the Democrats, the morons, the out of control, out of touch with reality people up there in the Congress, which covers a lot of ground, approve legislation that will provide a lifeline to failing multi-employer plans created by a federal loan program to them. So what these guys are going to do is they are going to they're going to set up a trust fund. This bill would set up a trust fund within the Treasury Department to make taxpayer-backed loans to multi-employer plans in critical and declining status that are approved by the Treasury to reduce benefits, okay? So what this does is this is going to set up a fund that puts everybody on the hook. It's called it's H.R. 397. It's called the Butch Lewis Act. And if passed and signed into law, we'll create a fund a new agency within the Treasury Department called the Pension Rehabilitation Administration, PRA. I think that the rehabilitation needs to happen to the people that are in charge of these pension funds and get them off the drugs and onto, some kind of a 12-step
program. So we stole all your money, and now we're telling you we're going to steal some more?
And
so make us have a committee so we can steal from everybody in the future.
Yeah.
That's kind of – so we
new department.
Our employees' money, right?
Yeah.
I'm tracking.
I got an idea. Let's make a new department and borrow some more money from guys who are printing it out of thin air that is causing us a problem already.
Yeah, so we threw away our employees' future, so now we're going to be able to borrow money to throw that away, and when we throw that away, people who have nothing to do with us or no benefit from us have to pay the bill as taxpayer. Well, who the hell is Butch Lewis and who dropped him on his head?
I haven't got that far yet.
He's a slug.
It says, according to there's a PDF to this, and published by a pension analysis group last November, loans would not prevent plans insolvencies, but merely delay them. So that's,
so they can bankrupt to get out of the loan.
These guys are clowns. But they're dangerous clowns.
Well, speaking of dangerous clowns, if I could go.
Go.
Back in 2015, Reading Electric Utility wanted to change some of their rate payer costs. And what they did is they came up with a new scale for the charge on the electricity, plus they wanted to change the network access charge. Now, network access charge is a standard charge for the infrastructure. All right. They wanted to go from $13 a month to $42 a month. Now, this has been quite a deal. I figured out how many ratepayers they had, 43,700. And if you figure that amount by month, it was an increase of $1.2 million a month that it would be taken from us. And this isn't for the amount of electricity we're using. This is for a fixed amount on the infrastructure charge. And if you figure that for a year, it was $15.2 million every month. So that would have brought in a ton of money to be paying some unfunded pensions. Now, having said that, REU is a utility, but the city also has four other utilities. And if you folks recall back in 2016, when this started, they actually started paying in 2017, they had water, wastewater, stormwater, and garbage raise their rates. And of the rates that were raised, there was four different reasons for raising it. And there was one reason was common to all of them, and that was employee costs. Well, I'll be darned. Looks as though I've run across where the city is in the process of hiring NBS Consulting out of Temecula, California, to put together some pro formas. I'll tell you the meaning of that here in a minute, to start going through and put together another rate increase because we need another rate increase. Now keep in mind, the last one was over 3 years, 17, 18, 19. The increase this year was June the 30th. So we're just about 40 days or so out of the last raise for the last increase, and they're already putting another increase together for us now. They are scrambling for money like you cannot believe. Now, the pro forma, what does pro forma mean? Basically, it is a fancy word for future or projection. Sometimes, however, it is used to restate financial books in an unofficial way. So as far as I'm concerned, they're going to have to come out again, and these will send letters out. The way we vote on this is they send a letter out to us, and it has a ballot in it. And if you sign it and send it back in, that's a no vote. And if you just throw it away, then you're voting yes, you want the increase.
So they win by default is what it amounts to.
Yes, you vote win by default. And of the last four last time, I was talking about them last time when I was running in 16. All four of them, the one that came in the best came in at 49.3%. It just barely missed. You had to have 50% plus one vote to be able to stop it. So we can just by sending those in, you can stop these increases. And the least one, I forget which one it was now, but the least one came in at 43%. So in other words, the people were almost awake on stopping that. But this one here is coming now. It hasn't been put on the agenda yet, but they have already spent, I see somewhere under $30,000, if I recall correctly, that they've spent to do this report. And what this report is going to be, just a bunch of information that is just going to lead us down the trail on paying more for your water, wastewater, than solid waste. So there you go. And I guess it's garbage isn't the solid waste isn't included. Oh, I'm sorry. Solid water, solid waste, and I'm sure stormwater is probably in here also. But anyway, this is another thing that they're coming, and we need to be aware of and make sure this doesn't show up on the consent calendar where they put it through. So we got to keep our eyes open on this one. So I think, unless there's some question, guys, I think that's just
Are you still with us, Nick?
Yeah, I've got a question. Hey, Gary, if those things don't pass, how do they make it up? Do they take away our services?
Well, I don't think they're going to take away our services. What the real problem is, they'll just find some other way of getting the money so they can pay the unfunded pensions, which in essence would wind up being a sales tax, which it's not going to pass. So I mean, that's
well. I mean, what does the eventuality is that they're going to have to cut services, just like they do police and fire.
Sooner or later,
yeah. Sooner or later, you're going to come down to the fact that you can't hire anybody. That they'll keep padding their own pensions and their own staff. But it's just like we used to have 150, 160 policemen. Now we're down to, 110 or 90 or whatever it is. I don't remember. But
well, the thing that's going to work out here is the county is putting together a sales tax increase. I have talked to some of the county people, and at the moment I'm saying that you're headed in the right direction. The thing to do is they need to put together a citizens commission, which is what I forced city council to do. I know some of the council members said the cat had nothing to do with it, but I was the one that pushed them to get it done. All right. They need to do the same thing now. And I mean, when you put it together, it's not a good old boy. I mean, both the city and the county have their folks that they put on a commission or a committee to get the answer they want. The people need to know what's going on and who these people are going to be on there. And say, for instance, they're talking now that the city of Redding would receive from the county would receive $4.9 million. That's fine. But they wouldn't get a lump sum $4.9 million a year on it. If they hire a police officer or a fireman or hired whatever they're going to be doing, then they get to take that much money out of that 4.9%. We need to keep the city council and city staff on a short leash with the money. If we're going to pass a sales tax, we need to keep them on a short leash, or the best thing to do is to vote no on it. And that's going to be up to people. All I'm going to be talking about is they need to have a good committee.
I don't trust them. Speaking personally as a voter, no matter which way that bill was passed or which way they worded, from what I've watched out of our city council and staff, they'll find a way around it to worm the money. I wouldn't give them a dime.
Well, you know, when it comes to that county tax, if the county tax was to pass, the safety tax by a two-thirds margin, they would give $4.1 million to the city that could be used for, that would be used to hire police. What I'm inquisitive city gave them that money, or the county gave them that money, would they have to use it on that, or would it go in the general fund and they just use it for
Once they give it to the city, it's Katie bar the door. It goes in the general fund. You see what I'm saying? We have to have a way to keep them from doing that. That's the reason why I yelled so much about Proposition E when we did D&E. Was supposed to be put people on there that would be accountable to where that money was going to go. Listen, if the city of Reading wants to get out from underneath this, just come forward, say, guys, we got a heck of a problem. And Nick, guys, listen to me. Stop giving raises. You've been doing it. I've been yelling about this since 2008, and you've been giving raises right down the road.
Stop. I never give no raises, Gary.
No, I'm talking about the city.
Well, sorry, guys. I have to be mean again. We do have to go to a break. So.
I'm going
to
go. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in,
thanks, Nick.
We always appreciate it. You can call back anytime. You are listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio for the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey,
Nevermind Radio, KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Yeah, I got to get these two headlines in. We can go back on this, but I got to talk about this. I can't even help it. Okay, so there's a couple of things that, okay, did anybody hear about the New York Area Fire Commission call for a new 9/11 investigation because there was overwhelming evidence of pre-planned explosives?
Sure.
Nobody heard about that.
That's why I got quiet. Now, we all knew about that.
This should be national headline news. This is, this is not smoke and mirrors, some off-the-wall website. This is actual facts that the commission in New York, it's the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District 9/11 resolution, the supervisors, the commissioners, voted unanimously. It was approved by five commissioners, and they approved to open an investigation because they say that there's overwhelming evidence that there was explosives involved in the 9/11.
Now, well, good for them.
Whether you believe it or not, just the fact that you've got this commission opening this up, saying that, and this is, I got it posted in a couple of spots, but what I'm looking at right now is the Architect and Engineers for Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It's also posted in, G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know. So this is for real. So
we may actually get the truth to what really did, whichever way, like you
18,
say.
18 years later. It says, whereas the overwhelming evidence presented is in said petition, they got a petition going, demonstrates beyond any doubt that pre-planned explosives and or incendiaries, not just airplanes in the ensuing fires, caused the destruction of three World Trade Centers. I mean, does anybody even know that there was more than two?
What, Building 7?
I know. I mean, I've been saying this for as long as I can remember. Explain Building 7, and I'll believe whatever you got to say. Because the real deal was Building 7, no plane hit it, and it just felt like a controlled demolition out of the blue.
It was due to seismic activity in the area.
So, with that said, but the point I'm making here is, whether you believe this or not, is this is national news, and have anybody heard of this any of the mainstream media outlets? Because they're not news outlets anymore. They are propaganda narratives controlled by the DNC. Even Fox, I didn't hear anything about this on Fox. So anything that's controversial, fact or not, we just won't report. We black it out because the majority of the people in the American public do not need to be informed about the stuff that we feel is not really newsworthy.
They don't want to have to change their narrative.
They have no narrative. That's why we're back to the race card. Russian collusion has fallen flat on its face, and we're back to racist, racist, racist. The DNC ran over to O.J. Simpson's house as fast as they could, said, I need to borrow that race card, and ran right on back to Washington.
So I'll read the bottom of this petition. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board of fire commissioners of the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District fully support a comprehensive federal grand jury investigation and prosecution of every crime related to the attacks on September 11, 2001, as well as any and all efforts by government entities to investigate and uncover the full truth surrounding the events of that horrible day. I just had to talk about that a little bit.
Let's hope that the report is going to – the public's going to be allowed to review the report at some point.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. I've got in the chat room, we've got, can Adam M. be a guest on your show to address 5G as fiber optics is the term used, or high-speed net? Yeah, I mean, if Adam wants to be on the show, tell him to contact Linda at 530-221-0101. And we'll have him on here, but I don't know. it's the firefighters' demolition explosives used. Dan covers this all the time. Yes, absolutely. You know, here's another thing too. Has anybody seen a lot of chemtrails lately?
Not as much as there were, but I still see them.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's not blanketing like it has been in the last
months. Just with some logical thought. If those were just natural trails behind airplanes, how come they've stopped or suddenly have decreased by 80%?
The air pressure has changed and the heat index has changed, which causes, I'm just saying, that's what they say.
Shut up.
If we could believe that.
Well, my point is that what's changed?
Well, you know, there's another thing.
Atmosphere conditions have changed the presumptive temperature for the creation of steam.
The Earth's rotation has changed.
Again, shut up.
The thing with it is steam dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
When you can look at it, they have different chemicals they put out up there. Sometimes they'll go across and it'll be a very narrow stream coming out. And then you'd look at it another 20 minutes later, and that thing is broadened out, and it's probably a quarter mile.
So what you're saying? So what you're telling me is hot air dissipates.
Yeah, into the atmosphere. Actually, I would invite anybody. I would invite anybody to go and look at DARPA and military programs where they have actually tried to create persistent steam trails, vapor trails as air cover for bombers. And have been unable to do it with millions of dollars invested in the project to create a steam cloud that would last long enough for it to be viable as camouflage. The military couldn't do it.
Hmm. Yeah. If they can't do it over California, you can never with all the steam that's coming out of Sacramento. I'm just saying.
There's so much hot air coming out of Sacramento that it's... But the real deal is it looks like a mushroom cloud because it's not dissipating.
That's true.
So let's go back. Where are we at here? I mean, I got sidetracked on the 9/11 thing. But there's also some stuff coming out on the FISA memo. That's being unclassified.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Orr's testimony is about to come out.
Yeah, I mean, Comey's not been complete. He's not been exonerated from any of his crimes, has he?
Yeah, been picking up whispers this morning that old Epstein's going state evidence.
Well, I guess when you get yourself thumped up in the cell by some monster-looking guy who can make Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a pansy, maybe...
What? He didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, he had his earbuds in. I forgot.
Yeah.
He can't hear the fist hitting someone's face when you have your earbuds on, especially when you're listening to heavy metal. It gives a new meaning to the word headbangers.
Yeah.
So anyway, this FISA... memo has just been released. I'm looking at the ACLJ and their website, and it's been unclassified. So the declasses are starting to happen at a faster rate. And so, again, Q Drops has been saying this for a while, and Trump's been saying it, declass, declass, declass. We'll just have to wait and see where this ends up. But sooner or later, the Great Awakening is going to start happening here. People have to pay attention to this because they can't just black out news and expect everybody to believe them anymore.
Well, one of the biggest things is just happened. If you are doubtful about Q or you're curious about Q, go look at the latest QAnon drop that hours before El Paso and Dayton warned us. Yeah. There is a false flag attack.
Yeah, look out for something. Yeah, isn't that interesting? I told my kids and my wife. I said, yeah, you know, be careful. Don't go near malls in the next few days or so. You know, truthfully,
yeah.
You know. So I don't know what the connection is, but I also posted on my website, the Facebook page at the top there, 100% proofs of QAnon, and I think you should watch that before you make any kind of and that's just the beginning of the rabbit trail, but watch that and see if there's anything there that you start to understand. Another thing we need to go over is this AOC chief of staff just resigned? He's under in federal investigation. I'll post that.
Looks like they've got him taken, right?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to tell everybody before we go to a break that I talked to the ACLJ the other day.
Oh yeah.
And
remember, this is over Lois Lerner and the IRS.
That's right. And it seems that the documentary has been finished.
Yay.
And so that should be coming out pretty soon because I got the word from Miles Terry back there, chief of staff for Jay Sekulow, that in charge of this particular deal. And he said, so I texted him. I said, hey, what's going on with the documentary? And he texted me back. He said, it's done. I'll be in touch.
All right.
So
that is wonderful news. So what's that?
Exactly. What is the documentary?
Let's go to a break and I'll explain it.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Talk radio for the North State.
I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
If it seems like I've been lost, then let's remember. If you think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days, oh, you should have known me much better. Cause my past is something that never got in my way. Oh no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, cause I never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. Then I was saved. Why I'm keeping the faith. Yeah, 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 keeping the faith.
Sovereign Mind Radio, keeping the faith. Billy Joel there. Wow. Ah, boy, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the documentary a little bit. I've been sitting here trying to post that AOC story about the chief of staff resigned under federal investigation, and it won't let me post it on Facebook.
Weird.
I know. Who would have thought?
I mean, who would have thunk on that one?
Yeah.
Strange.
It's really mind-boggling. I did post it on Twitter, so I'll try to go to Twitter here in a minute and post it over there onto Facebook, but it's like, you know, there's nothing going on. It's all gremlins and, you know. Just
Russians. Sick. They're everywhere.
Yeah, Russia. Yeah.
That's those racist
people. No,
racist Russians.
No, it's not.
Racist Russians. There you go.
Racist Russians.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
Now it's Mueller.
Mueller.
Mueller. Yeah.
Hey, lady.
Mueller.
You didn't do your book report, did you, son? Tell us the truth.
Fascist Mueller's day off.
I like it.
So with that said, let's talk about this documentary that's going to be coming out that I worked on in 2018, right before the fires. Actually, I was in Tennessee doing a shoot with the ACLJ because we were one of the parties that sued Lois Lerner and actually won the case with the ACLJ and Jay Sekulow.
Well, wait a minute. Won the case? You mean there was actually IRS targeting the conservative groups?
I know. I mean, who would have thought that that got reported that all over the place, didn't it?
Oh, at least nearly as much as it was reported there was no such thing. Not even a smidgen.
Yeah, not even a smidgen of corruption there.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, just think about that. Okay, ever since Obama said there's not a smidgen of corruption in my generation, in my administration, and there's been zero scandals. What?
And we never targeted anybody or...
Yeah. Okay.
Falsified anything?
That's like... You wait, Muskie. Deputy dog. Yeah, right. Okay, so, you know, these guys are cartoons. They're clowns. They're, you know.
That's all, folks.
I was going to say Dookie, but I couldn't. Tom Slick.
There's no such word in politics, Marigold.
No? These guys are nuts. So with that said, I'm got to pull me down out of the trees here. I'm getting...
I was just going to say, so we know firsthand exactly what went on with the IRS and Lois Lerner.
Yeah, they had a BOLO list. Yeah, it's the first time in the history of
they end up following the law, not doing what they were supposed to do.
This is the first time in the history of the IRS that they admitted in court papers that they had a targeting list, that they broke the law, that they promised they would never do it again. We're really sorry about that. We didn't really mean to, like, circumvent your First Amendment rights and make sure that, you know, you...
It wasn't us.
Yeah.
It wasn't us.
Well, you know, gee, did they win that election because the AstroTurf, you know... And you remember we were all terrorists? Remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all terrorists. You know, we're just, a bunch of...
loons.
A bunch of loons. Yeah, we're a bunch of loony tunes. So with
that
said,
crazy. I mean, how many years did we put up with that crap?
Eight. Yeah. So we applied in 2010 for a 501c3 status. I actually got the status on December 25th of 2017. I just happened to go by the mailbox on Christmas Day in the afternoon and went down there and opened up the mailbox, and there it was. We were approved from our exemption. 8 years later, basically.
Just a little behind schedule.
Yeah.
And so with that fight that was kind of behind the scenes, we weren't getting reported on. We weren't getting any help other than the ACLJ. And who was responsible? I mean, Jay Sekulow is now Trump's attorney, by the way.
Yeah.
So we had some pretty good guys that were helping us on this. And so we did a documentary. It was funny because I flew back to Tennessee. It was like the day I flew back was the Monday that the car fire started. So I was in Tennessee watching Redding burn, while I was, in the studio making this documentary. So that should be coming out. You know, it wasn't just me. There was a bunch of other people involved. And, so I'm really anxious to see how it gets edited, cut out. I don't even know. I might not even be in the,
Wonder how much that's going to be advertised on the local media.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to stop it because they're going to punch it out there through the internet and, people are going to start seeing stuff. I mean, really, does anybody follow the mainstream media? Does anybody even have cable TV anymore?
Nope.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I was talking to a couple guys yesterday. They live down the river. They don't have internet. They don't have nothing. And he goes, they were making fun of people who had Facebook. It's like, yeah, you guys are like dinosaurs, and you need to come in, out of the Stone Age and into the light. And
Maybe not.
So anyway.
With that, we have about 5 minutes left.
So anything else that we need to cover?
Well, I want to say, get this out there. This is called Fill the Hat for the Veterans the entire month of August. You know, Pages, the people that do copying and printing and all that, they are actually doing a drive for the VFW here in Reading for the whole month of August. They're trying to raise $10,000 for them. So it's for VFW Post 1934. If you're not aware, I think the post is having to move. You know, they're in that over there by the antique mall,
right,
and stuff. So anyway, this guy is trying to help them out, and his name is Kevin Hardy, and he's doing this month-long event to try to raise funds to help the VFW post out. So, you know, if you have a couple extra bucks, maybe you can help too. I just wanted to get that out. It's called Fill the Hat. And Page's Copy Center is at 1645 Pine Street here in Reading.
You know, I got to bring this other little story up here. I was just looking at the Gateway Pundit, and evidently there was a mass shooting in Chicago as well on early Sunday morning. And interestingly enough, at least seven people were injured in a shooting near Douglas Park in Chicago. The media mostly ignored this latest mass shooting for some reason. The shots were fired from a black Camaro, and Chicago has some of the toughest gun laws in the country.
Okay, with that, we've got 3 minutes. We've got Nick on the line.
Hey,
Nick, what do you got?
About a shooting in Chicago? Hey, listen, I was reading the other day on some science website I went to that they have found a foolproof way to get rid of nuclear waste. You know how they go down drilling for oil? They go down about a mile and head sideways?
Yeah, it's called fracking.
Has invented a cylinder that you can fill with, I think it was 2.2 kilos of nuclear waste, and they'll stick it down a mile and shoot it sideways, and they'll just fill up the... What could go wrong?
Yeah, I know. Gee, that couldn't affect anything if those things ever, broke.
Science at its best.
Yeah, well, who was in charge of that one? Bill Nye?
Probably so. I just wanted to share that with you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, so we got a couple of minutes left here, but, it's official. The world has gone frickin', bat crap crazy, as they say. So seven people being shot in Chicago, that's not a problem anymore.
I think the actual total count for the weekend in Chicago was 73.
Oh, well, that's not a mass shooting, is it?
Nah. No.
Yeah.
Wow. No problem there.
Yeah, I didn't hear the mainstream media talk about that, though, because they have the strictest gun laws in the country. So maybe there's a disconnect somewhere.
You think there might have something to do with it?
Yeah.
Well, nah. And again, the argument is so stupid, is these shootings happen, and the first thing that everybody does is rushes to blame, oh, it's the right wings, oh, it's the left wingers, oh, it's... No. It's a psychotic piece of human filth that we're better off without. End of story.
No, but the media always wants to try to make it. They are going to try to make it a right-wing, conservative, white, male, Republican, if they can, because then it just shows that, they're right. It doesn't matter if they're wrong 98% of the other, even if it happens, you know. But they have the narrative that the only way to stop everything and to make everybody safe, so that, you know, you can go home and get in the corner and suck your thumb safely, is that
you lie.
Everybody give up their guns.
Hey,
become self-defenseless.
A broken talk is right twice a day.
Yeah, become self-defenseless. That's the answer to all of our problems.
Yeah. They'll take care of us.
Yeah. Anyway, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, and it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, security over, liberty over security, almost. Yeah. Truth, not lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Your talk radio for the North Side. Have a great week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.